Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Arlie Tarbert. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Reagan moves to second. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Berry and he is out, Reagan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morris for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstead strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Williams reaches second base with a double. There goes Meyer trying to get to home. Speaker throws the ball into Cochran, who tags Meyer, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reagan strikes out. Two outs. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 0 for 0 in the game. Tarbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to third. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tarbert. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Tarbert steals second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tarbert. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 2 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Tarbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tarbert. Hale reaches second base with a double. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boley tags and moves to second. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tarbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Reagan moves to second. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rothrock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. Cobb moves to third. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cobb tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0 for 2 in the game. Barry hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 2 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morris for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 3 in the game. Flagstead hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rothrock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogel strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Meyer goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Fred Hoffman pinch hits for Arlie Tarbert. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Tate now playing right field. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Speaker strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 3 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Ed Morris. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Red Rawlings pinch runs for Johnny Heving. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 4 in the game. Flagstead hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Billy Rogel. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.